Barbara Park. So mine is called Ancestry. Home from my first year in college. I was doing dishes with my mother and grandfather when I happened to mention the name of the leader of my UU college age group, Edward Doty. My grandfather casually mentioned that we were descended from an Edward Doty on the Mayflower. That was news to me. How had I never heard this before? He said that there was a book written in the 1890s titled The Doty Doten Family in America. He remembered the author had visited his Aunt Josie when he was a boy, and that he should have been the youngest person in the book, as it was before his brother Harvey was born 10 years later. I was never able to find him in the book, however. Maybe the author thought he might not amount to anything important to the family. I should check again to see. I never saw the college acquaintance again, as he had graduated, so I was never able to compare notes on family with him. Fairly recently, I looked into that heritage, especially during those long days home during the pandemic. I think a lot of people were doing that. I learned that Edward, the 17th century one, that is, was a London lad in his teens when he rode on the Mayflower, not as a pilgrim, but as an indentured servant of Stephen Hopkins. At a church dinner sometime later, a group of us got to talking about our heritage, and my friend Barbara Chatterton, who's sitting right over here, so she can correct me, said her progenitor came over on the Mayflower. "Who?" I said. "The very Stephen Hopkins who had held the indenture on Edward Doty." Of course, there just weren't that many Europeans living in New England in the mid-17th century. So you're bound to be related to many people who trace their lineage back that far. Barbara's cousin is the genealogist in her family. He decided to look for both of us on the Porter line, and sure enough, we're ninth cousins once removed. Since we already knew that we had lived parallel lives, somehow this was not surprising. We both go back to Syracuse, New York, and Boston, Mass. She and her former husband attended the First Universalist Church in Syracuse, the church of my childhood, before they moved here to Madison. I wondered why in the world they stood up to introduce themselves when they first came to Prairie UU, where I was the president at the time, because they looked so familiar to me. Such a small world. I had seen them at the Syracuse church when I was visiting my mother. Barbara even thinks our parents worked together in the same area of the huge General Electric plant in Syracuse. Of course, we can't go back now and check with our parents, but it is amazing what there is to discover when you dig into the past.